Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we are celebrating Radiologic Technology Week. This is a great time to recognize the professionals who use medical imaging to help diagnose and care for patients every day at our hospital. Before we talk with our radiology manager, I do have a few announcements that I'd like to share. I have mentioned previously, we are excited to welcome Dr. Rud Rapatna, an oncology hematology physician with McFarland Clinic, to our team of visiting specialists at Van Deest Medical Center. Dr. Rud Rapatna treats a wide variety of diseases and disorders, including breast cancer, colon and rectal cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, lymphoma, urological and gynecological cancers, cancers of the head and neck, and blood diseases. Dr. Rud Rapatna will start seeing patients this month on November 20th. He will be back in our specialty clinic on December 11th to see patients, and then his regular cadence going forward will be the fourth Thursday morning of each month. Again, very excited to welcome Dr. Rud Rapatna. If you have questions, you can call our specialty clinic at 515-832-7746. Another exciting announcement to share with our listeners is that we are very pleased to welcome a new general orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Samasetti. He will be joining our surgery department as of January after the first of the year. Dr. Samasetti brings 25 years of clinical experience. He has done teaching and mentoring of students. He has provided full spectrum orthopedic care in rural Iowa, which is particularly beneficial for us here in at Van Deest Medical Center. He most recently has served as the staff orthopedic surgeon and chief of orthopedics at Broadlands Medical Center in Des Moines. Again, we are excited to welcome Dr. Samasetti to our hospital. He will begin to see patients beginning in January. A couple other announcements to share. As I have mentioned previously, it is Medicare Part D open enrollment period right now going on through December 7th. We are very fortunate to be a sponsor site for the Senior Health Insurance Information Program. We also have three volunteer SHIP counselors who can do comparisons of your plans to make sure that you are on the plan that you need, offering the prescription drugs you need, and hopefully at the lowest cost. They are doing comparisons, like I said. Some are doing them on site, some of them are doing them from their homes. If you have questions, you can call the number. It is 515-832-7769. I will say, please be patient with our counselors. I know we have some patients that are expecting calls back. Please know they are reviewing your plans and they will give you a call back. If you do leave a message, we ask that you leave your name, phone number, and a good time for them to give you a call back. But we do just ask for your patience during this time. SHIP is a free confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. The SHIP program does not sell or promote any products or services. All SHIP services, again, are free, objective, and confidential. Also, the November Webster City Community Blood Drive is next Thursday, November 13th, in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. It will be from 12:30 to 5:30. We encourage you to donate blood, give strength, and in turn, you will receive a Scooter's cookie and a 20% off coupon to be used on an item in the gift shop. To schedule an appointment, and those appointments are encouraged, you can go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org, or you can call their 800 number. It's 1-800-287-4903. I also want to mention we have had this promotion going on last month, and it continues into this month. Speaking to the ladies out there, please make your health a priority. We are offering, for those women who schedule a mammogram during the month of November, they will be entered into a prize drawing. And again, it's our way of saying thank you for taking a moment for your health. It's very easy. You can schedule your mammogram by going online to vandeestmc.org and pick a date and time that is convenient for you. Or you can call Van Deest Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800. And a couple last announcements in regard to our satellite clinics. Very excited to have Lee Carlson seeing patients at Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Stratford on Tuesdays. And I do want to mention he does the DOT physicals. Appointments, again, are available on Tuesdays. And those walk-in DOT physical appointments are welcome. Also, with Jewel Clinic, Tanya Oden is now seeing patients Monday through Thursday at Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Jewel. Very thrilled to have her available all 4 days, Monday through Thursday, in the Jewel Clinic. And with that, we are going to get started into our program today. As I mentioned, this week is Radiologic Technology Week. This is a great time to be recognizing the professionals who do the medical imaging to help diagnose and care for our patients. And we have Troy Schoen, who is the radiology manager at Van Deest Medical Center, joining us today. Good morning, Troy, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, Lori. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great time to have you on the program. And we were talking before the program, it's been a while. So I'm so glad that you're joining us today because your team affects all the patient care that goes on in this hospital. So let's start with just kind of talking a little bit about Radiologic Technology Week and what it's all about.
Well, anytime I can get a chance to brag about what we do and what we do here at VDMC, I'm happy to do that. So National Radiologic Technology Week is an annual celebration. It honors the vital work of medical imaging and the radiation therapy professionals. It occurs on the week of November 8th. It commemorates the 1895 discovery of the X-ray by Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen. During this week, the contributions of radiologic technologists to patient care and healthcare safety are recognized and appreciated.
Very good. Thank you so much for sharing. And it's amazing since then to think of the evolution that has taken place and all of the tests. You know, it really starts with X-ray, but there are so many tests that your team perform at our hospital, and we're going to get into that right now. So let's talk about those imaging services that are available at our hospital, and we'll make sure to touch on the services that are available in our clinics too, because this is something that we hear from patients is they don't even realize some of the services that we do offer here.
Right. We have, obviously, X-ray, and we have X-ray in the hospital. We have X-ray over in our clinic here at the hospital, and we have X-ray at the new clinic in Fort Dodge. That was just added with the new building, and we can do anything X-ray over there. Unfortunately, right for now, that's the only thing we can do in Fort Dodge, but X-ray over here. We have a brand new room. It's not brand new anymore, about a year old, and it's fully automated. This helps technologists prevent fatigue and maintain accuracy. We also have computed tomography, or CT. We have an 80 slice scanner with software that applies us to perform calcium scoring of the heart. And we can perform low-dose lung scans, helping increase the diagnosis of lung cancer. We can also do some things that we weren't able to do before with MRI. We got a new MRI scanner this July, and we can do a new number of things that we were unable to do before. We have a wider bore. We can perform some exams that we're unable to do, like I said, with the older scanner. For instance, IACs.
And what are those? I'm going to interject.
IAC stands for internal auditory canals. We can also do temporal bones, TMJs, or temporomandibular joints, SC joints, sternoclavicular. We have cardiac gating, so in the future we're hoping to do some cardiac testing with the MRI. We can do MRA of the abdomens. It's for vascular purposes.
Okay.
Instead of MRI is just imaging, A is angiography, vessels.
Okay.
So we can do that now. We have the technology to do an MRA runoff. Peripheral artery disease checks the legs for anything artery wise, and we can do faster scans. Exams that used to take a half hour now take 15 minutes. So we're able to get more scans in per day and get them out faster. We have metal suppressions technology, or VAT, and that allows us to take a prosthesis if a patient has a hip replacement or some metal in the patient's part, not so much the part, but the scatter from it. It eliminates that. We can do full sedation cases where if you're claustrophobic or you have extreme pain and you're afraid that you won't be able to handle the exam or laying still for the period of time, we can do full sedation and either knock you all the way out or partially so that we can get those scans done for you.
Okay, and this is a key piece. I want to make sure that our listeners hear this, because quite often this is something that we hear from patients, is they don't feel like they'll be able to be that still for that long, or just the thought of going into the tube because they might be claustrophobic. They feel like they couldn't do an MRI. However, the MRI is necessary for them to continue on their treatment plan. So that should be just music to people's ears, really, and that is available, I know. For those that do suffer from that there is help, and you could do, like you said, a partial sedation or full-on sedation and not have to worry about it.
Right. Other modalities, we have ultrasound in the clinic and the hospital. We can do everything except female pelvic studies with our sonographer that we have now. We don't do a lot of OB stuff, so she doesn't do that. However, with Iowa Heart, we can scan cardiac scanning and some vascular. So our sonographer can do everything except the female pelvis. So cardiac, vascular, and everything else that you would expect to do ultrasound-wise. Mammography, screening, and diagnostic procedures. And like Lori said earlier, we are offering a gift or a chance at winning a gift if you come in and have your mammogram. Interesting point, I talked to this mammographer this morning, and she did a record number, 125 mammos last month.
In October, that's fantastic.
Yes, that's great.
Yes, and in regard to OB services, we are very proud to partner with Boone County Hospital. We have Dr. Nikki Ean and Dr. Elise Dewey, who see moms up to 32 weeks, and then we work with the OBGYN physicians and providers with Boone County Hospital to make those deliveries happen.
So also we have bone density, and that measures for bone health and osteoporosis. We also do mobile imaging. We can take our portable over to the ER, to the floor. We even take it into CT sometimes when the patients are kind of hard to maneuver or get around to go to the x-ray. We just bring the x-ray to them and we can do it right there. We also have mobile nuclear medicine scans or studies that come every first and third Friday of the month, and they do all nuclear medicine studies. Nuclear medicine is kind of an odd duck in radiology. Instead of using radiation to get the image, to take the image, they inject or have the patient ingest a radionuclide or the radiation, and then the camera that they lay under will pick the radiation up wherever it is in the body, depending on what study we're doing, and then that's how they obtain their images. So, and then also the Fort Dodge services available are just, like I said before, just the x-ray for now, hoping to get some ultrasound over there in the near future.
That is fantastic. So many services that are offered. I am going to ask you, Troy, the difference between a CT scan and MRI. Like, what is the deciding factor of what a patient might need?
A lot of it is radiation. CT uses radiation to make the images. MRI uses magnets and radio frequencies to make certain pulses in the anatomy or the atomic part of the body to obtain the images. And it just kind of aligns the atoms in a certain way so that it makes a signal. I don't know too much about the physics of MRI, but MRI is good for soft tissue injuries, shoulder joints, knee joints, all the soft tissue stuff that goes on in there. CT is good for bony stuff, and also we use what we call barium and contrast to highlight some other areas in a CT that we wouldn't normally see without that. Oral contrast is used for GI stuff, obviously, and the venous contrast, or the dye they call it, is used for some vascular stuff. So it highlights all the soft tissue organs in the abdomen, so to speak, and it allows it to be more visualized, let's say, on the CT scan.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Again, so impressive, the different services that your team provides throughout our hospital and our clinics. What's really key is patients don't have to travel to receive this high quality imaging. Let's talk a little bit about the technology and with the equipment that your team does use.
Okay. I know like I said before, the MRI has a lot of new technology to allow us to do things that we were unable to do before. Some of the things we do now in CT, I may not have mentioned this, but the cardiac gating or the cardiac calcium score is one that we do, and that particular study required a separate software, and with the help of a donation for that, we were able to obtain that software, and we've been doing calcium scores now for about 5 years. And that basically will measure the amount of calcium in your heart. So it'll help the provider or your doctor diagnose the calcium or the calcium buildup in your heart, and they can treat it accordingly. We're also able to do now low-dose lung scans. We can rule out certain cancers for that, and we can detect them pretty early. And that's just a screening procedure that we do. Some of the other technologies that you don't really see a lot of, like I said before, was in x-ray. Our new x-ray machine has a fully automated system where we select the body part and push a button, and the tube goes automatically to align with where we put the film or the cassette, and does it all automatically. It also has an assist to where if we do move the machine manually, it allows us to more easily push that tube around so we don't have to fight it so much. And
Impressive. Yeah, it's so fun to see and hear about the technology, especially in healthcare. So thank you for sharing that. I know that you have an excellent team and the technology that works hand in hand with the team. So talk a little bit about your staff and the terrific people that you have working within your department.
Well, you said it, terrific staff. We have a variety of, let's say, experience, anywhere from just over a year of experience to up over 30 years. We have one that's 35. Myself, I'm over 30 years experience. We have three of them that are over 20 years experience. And the rest are anywhere between 5 and 15 years. So together we would have a lot of experience. And I think it's really great that we even have a couple that are within 1 year of graduating from Iowa Central and the radiology program over there. And so we got those to help us out, and they're doing awesome.
You know, that really speaks volumes. I mean, together, if you took the years of experience in your team, that's amazing. And they do such a great job. And anywhere from, like Troy said, over 30 years of experience to recent graduates from last year. And our hospital does work closely with Iowa Central Community College in some of the different programs that they offer, one of them being the radiology program. And you mentioned two that were graduates, but we were talking earlier, and nearly every person in your department, with the exception of one,
two. If you count the sonographer,
yeah,
she didn't go to Iowa Central, but the rest of us did. So
they've all been graduates of Iowa Central Community College, with the exception of two, which is so fantastic. So I do like to just share those partnerships so that people do realize we are very fortunate to have Iowa Central Community College so close to us, with the main campus, of course, being in Fort Dodge, but to have a campus here in Webster City. And we work with their radiology program, with their lab program. We have nursing students that are with us, gosh, year round. And so it's a wonderful partnership to have. Let's make sure that we talk about how people can go about scheduling appointments. So many of them probably start with their primary care provider, but I want to make sure that we touch on that for our listeners.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, to schedule a mammogram, you only need to either schedule it online or call in and schedule it. That is the only procedure currently that we do not need a provider order for that. They can just call in, say they need one, and if it's been the allotted time for their insurance company, they can go ahead and schedule that and have that done. Everything else will need an order from their doctor, so obviously they need to see their provider first. The provider will, from here, it'll be an electronic order. It goes in the computer. Elsewhere, they will fax us an order. They will give us a call to get it scheduled, and then they will call the patient, or we can call the patients direct, or the patients can call us direct, and we get those scheduled. So there's a number of ways you can get an x-ray scheduled, but the most important thing is it has to come from a provider. They have to send the order. So, mm-hmm. And a lot of times there's a delay, not so much a delay. It doesn't take a long time, but some tests will require a prior authorization. MRIs mostly, some CTs, some ultrasounds will need a prior authorization.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to go right there, because I know in particular MRI does require a prior auth, but there are several of the tests that do. And so we have staff that can help and check into with your insurance company to make sure that we get that prior authorization so that the service is approved and it gets paid. So that is a critical piece.
We use those guys a lot, even for outside providers. Mm-hmm. We will just call and ask, hey, does this insurance need a prior authorization for this test? And they'll say yes or no, and then we can let the provider know that's calling in. We need to get that first before we can get it scheduled. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you took time to mention the calcium scoring and the lung screening that we do. With those, both of those two, a patient would want to talk with their primary care provider?
Yes. The calcium score, because they do involve radiation, that's mainly why they would need the provider's order, so to speak, to have that procedure done.
Very good. Also, Troy, before we close up the show, I do want to mention that our images are read by radiologists at Mercy One in Des Moines, correct?
Correct.
maybe just touch on that process, and it is timely, and we want to make sure that people realize that, but just how that is taken care of.
Yeah, it's actually a blessing that we have something like that, because in the past, and I'm talking past maybe 10, 15 years, we would have to take a picture, take an x-ray, a film, and then the radiologist would have to come and read that, and it would take days, you know, several days to get that done. Now, it takes several minutes, maybe an hour or two, especially with ER studies. They can be read within the hour. In fact, that's a mandated thing within the hour. So unheard of several years ago, mm-hmm. where you'd have to use film. Sometimes, like with a film, if you don't like the picture or the picture didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, you had to start the procedure over and do that all over again. Now, with the digital stuff that we have, take a picture, don't like it, take another one. It mm-hmm. takes that much time. There's, you know, hardly any. But yeah, we have the PAC system that stores a picture archiving system that stores the images for however long you want to store them. And we do send those to Mercy in Des Moines, and the radiologists there are the ones that read everything that we do. So
fantastic. And I do want to mention the radiology team at Van Deese Medical Center is 24/7.
24/7.
And so thrilled to have them. Troy, I just want to say thank you again for joining us today, sharing the great information with our listeners. Thank you to your entire radiology team for the care that they provide to our community and support given to all the services here at our hospital.
Sure.
We wouldn't be here without our radiology team. So thank you again.
You bet. I'll pass that along.
Very good. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.